broadcasting for the soul means different things to different people, I guess, particularly if you're broadcasting in Irish, as we do. The Irish language is very rich, it's a very spiritual language. It has an ancient tradition of both pagan spirituality and, more recently, I suppose we'd have to say, Christian spirituality, and all the other spiritualities that have become part of contemporary Ireland. I guess in setting up the channel 20 years ago, and it is almost exactly 20 years as we speak since we first started broadcasting, we're very conscious that we had to make television that was different. And how we tried to encapsulate that was in a little motto I put together, and I did put it together, is Sulele, meaning another way of looking at things. And whilst that means whatever you want it to mean to different people, obviously content with a bit of soul and a bit of reflection on who we are, where we've come from, and possibly where we're going to, is always a part of that. So I think in the 20 years, we've always tried to pioneer and to give a showcase to factual content, content maybe that other channels wouldn't go for or wouldn't go for in the same way. Doing it in Irish helps that because, as I said, there's this huge repertoire of singing, storytelling, all of that content that preceded us from our forebears, and a lot of that is locked up in Irish, if you wish, and we were there trying to release that. And then the second challenge is to do that in a televisual form. Obviously, we're a great nation of storytellers, but telling it in a visual and a visually attractive way in Irish is the real challenge for our programme makers, and I think they've done that. We have, I suppose, shown more factual content in primetime than a lot of other channels would. That's partly by choice, because our content makers seem to like making factual and documentary programmes, history programmes, programmes about contemporary Ireland, about the diaspora, about the immigrant experience, and about multicultural Ireland, and about, I suppose, by extension, what it's like to be marginalised. And that's the original content in Irish. Secondly, needs must, as they say, because we didn't have and don't have enough funding to fill a whole channel with our new Irish language content, we also found ourselves acquiring pre-produced content in other languages other than English, which you wouldn't find an airing in Ireland, and revoicing that into Irish. And that, again, was a sort of a sulele, in that it gave us documentaries, say, from a French perspective, a German perspective, a Spanish perspective. And by revoicing that into Irish, you give people a view of, say, things like women's rights, pollution, racial abuse, that mightn't be that accessible to the Irish audience otherwise. So it's that sort of twin-track approach, I guess, gives us a bit of content for the soul.
And of course, you're here at the RARC Awards today, and you yourself, well, TG Cahir, have broadcast RARC material, but you've also won RARC Awards. I mean, what does RARC, or what's your connection with RARC?
Well, I guess our connection with RARC goes right back to the beginning, because obviously when we were part of RTÉ, we had access to a lot of the RTÉ archive, and RARC obviously is part of that. But laterally, I think we sort of see ourselves very much in the tradition of RARC, in that, like the pioneers of RARC, we were doing a sulele. We were trying to reflect an Ireland that wasn't maybe seen as often from the Dublin 2, or dare I say it, the Dublin 4 perspective. And that is very much part of our message. The sulele is to say, look, there are many ways of telling a story, and standing up on O'Connell Bridge or on the Stillorgan Dual Carriageway is not the only way of doing it. So as well as showing RARC content, and as well as entering our documentaries for the RARC Awards, and we've been lucky enough to win a number of them. Last time out, we won one. I'm hoping very much we might win one today. But, I mean, it is the taking part. I mean, the gong is beautiful, and it is a beautiful award. But we see ourselves very much of one mind, of one spirit with the RARC Awards, and we're glad to see that our content finds a home here, and that the RARC audience, if you wish, does connect with what we're doing.
And it's reaching out. I mean, you talk about reaching out to people living on the margins, and that, you know, forms an awful lot of what you're doing. So I guess it's, as you say, it's looking at trying to include people that maybe wouldn't find a home on national television or in other broadcasting.
Yes, and I think that cuts both ways. This isn't just about people who are poor. I mean, there are a lot of people who live on the margins who aren't necessarily poor in financial terms. But, I mean, linguistic minorities, cultural minorities, religious minorities can find themselves very much on the margins. And I'm not saying that we are, you know, the Holy Grail or the knights in shining armour that are going to solve all this, but we do see ourselves very much as connecting with that audience. And in another way, making that audience visible to the mainstream audience. I mean, broadcasting in Irish as we do subtitle most of the content we pre-produce in English. And that's, as I said, to bring people in. Access is very important to us. And then laterally with the development of technology, obviously our Irish language audience isn't just based on the island of Ireland. we have a huge audience that lives overseas. And in pioneering the availability of our content on a player before anybody else did, and at no charge, we want to bring that diaspora audience in, not just to eavesdrop, but be an active part of it. And that has worked really well with us as well. So now we have sort of university groups all over the globe who are learning Irish, who are tapping into our programming and writing into me to say how bad it is or how good it is. But I mean, we very much see those people who are not physically present on the island of Ireland as being part of our audience as well.
And I have heard stories, I mean, I've heard from people who said that when they come to Ireland and they don't speak much English, what they tend to watch is TG Carr. And I said, well, why would you be watching TG Carr if you don't speak any English? And they said the subtitles. It's brilliant for them. They're able to follow the stories with the subtitles. Is that an audience that you ever thought yourself tapping into?
It is, in a way. I mean, I can't say that we deliberately plotted it that way, but I mean, we were conscious that there was an audience for whom the English was not their first choice of language, and nothing to do with English. English will survive whether TG Carr helps it or not. But we very much see that Ireland is a culturally diverse and linguistically diverse society. We wanted to make sure that we deliver a service to our core audience, those whose chosen language is Irish, whose, in some cases, whose preferred language is Irish, or whose only language is Irish. But also, we are a public service broadcast. We see ourselves very much as having a duty to deliver a service to all of those who pay their taxes and pay their TV licence. So it is natural for us that people would look at the world in a slightly different way, and that includes, I suppose, the new Irish, if you want to call them that. And also, as I say, as it happens, my own two sons, both of them live abroad in very different parts of the world, and they do connect with the channel, and their native language is Irish as much as English. They're bilingual, and they see it very much as part of home. I'm not running down any other broadcaster, but I'm just saying people now say, yeah, TG Carr, that's where I'll find out about who I am, where I came from, and maybe watch my local football team as well.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you brought some of that in too, haven't you? When you were putting in for this piece in for the RARC Awards, did you have the RARC Awards in mind when you were making it, or did you think about it afterwards and put it in?
Oh, well, I'd be telling a lie if I said that we commissioned content in order to win any award. I mean, the purpose of our content is to serve the audience. And in the case of Irish, to be accessible to a wider audience. And in the case of some of the entries we've made here, to reflect maybe an aspect of life that wouldn't otherwise be seen. I mean, we do programmes, as I say, on the marginalised. We also see ourselves as celebrating the Irish literary tradition. And literature and television don't always go hand in hand. So that's a particular challenge for our content makers, that they would take something like poetry, which is the subject of this year's entry, and try and visualise it in a way that is not just appealing as a text, but is appealing as a piece of television. And so, yes, we like to see our content win awards. Of course we do. This award has a particular affection in our hearts, I have to say. And I speak there as the chairman of the Celtic Media Festival, whose awards we also covet. But the RARC Awards are special. They are unique. And it's wonderful to see the tradition of those great men and women being carried on.